It is the review show on the Anfield Wrap after Liverpool 2, Leicester City 0 with Dan Morgan, with Neil Atkinson, with Sean Rogers and with Paul Cope for this one. And Copey, we will start with a look at how we lined up and a little look at some of the particulars around it. I was interested by Leicester, to be honest. I think we all have that game on around Boxing Day in our minds when Liverpool somehow managed to get beat to the King Power. The decision to play Vardy that night went a little bit under the radar, and Leicester are still suffering from this. And there's a thing here with Rodgers in general that he's been unlucky in some areas with personnel. Indeed, he played centre-back last night, for example. So he's been hit in certain areas. But that one was an example of where they did everything and probably too much in terms of sacrifice to get someone on the pitch that night. And you looked at how they lined up last night and what they were trying to achieve and how much they were trying to play at Anfield, in line with what they did in the League Cup as well. And you just felt that Liverpool at all times, in terms of the 11 they put out and the personnel they had to call on and the way in which they wanted to play that game, were going to be stronger as soon as the team landed.
Yeah, I think there's loads in this. And it's something that's read Neil's post-match piece on the website last night, referenced this a little bit. It's amazing how quickly people forget last season in many different ways. And when you look at the two sides now with us at full strength as a squad, back with our centre-backs in compared to them, and last year they were competing for fourth with us, the gap between us and squads, not just sides, but squads like Leicester, is huge. And there was a little bit... I'm starting this answer with a bit of sympathy for Rodgers, to be honest. And I know there's very mixed views on Brendan Rodgers as a coach and a manager, and I like him but think he's flawed, which is probably why I like him